Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Afternoon, everybody. It's 4:10 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Doesn't get much better than this weather-wise. I mean, this is ideal. As a matter of fact, I took a picture of my thermometer in the car today, and it was reading 85 degrees.
Really?
And I sent it to my friend up in Ohio. Just a little bit of rubbing it in, you know?
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful day out there.
It is. It is. It's a little bit warmer than what we had late last week. But late this week, we are supposed to get some pretty cold weather. I believe starting on Black Friday, where we got highs in the 50s.
Well, you know, I'm ready. I totally ready for the holidays and ready for the chillier weather that goes along with it. Why not, right?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we got a very exciting day today, but one thing I want to talk about. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we have three new residents in Gulf Breeze. And I want to acknowledge that. That'll be coming up in about 15 minutes. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised when I tell you who they are.
Okay. Also, President-elect Trump's federal election interference case and documents case being dropped. This is, of course, the latest in some of the legal proceedings that are being dropped against the president-elect. Special counsel Jack Smith filed a motion to drop the charges connected to his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Soon after, he filed a similar motion to drop all the charges for his alleged efforts to illegally store classified documents at his Florida home.
Yeah, it was a pretty good day for the Trump team and when it came to old Jack there, because they have not seen eye to eye in quite a long time. And I just guess he just threw it in and said, listen, we're not going to pursue this thing, which is probably the safest thing to do at this point.
Yeah, well, especially if he's trying to kind of weigh, okay, what is the likelihood any of this stuff is going to stick, especially now with him being the president-elect? Obviously, there's been concerns being tossed around about his job security and all that, because Trump was kind of like, oh, well, I'm going to get him out of there or whatever. So, yeah, I think he's just trying to kind of diffuse all of this and just get out of it moving forward.
It is a normal day, and the stocks wrapped up. They ended a little bit higher today, with one index reaching another record high. Fox's Roger Stern has more on the report.
Well, actually, Chris, I don't believe you. I don't believe we've got the audio file plugged in back here. But you know what? It's okay. I've got the stock numbers, so
okay,
it's cool.
Okay.
So Roger guy, he'll get in touch with us later.
Okay.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 440 points to 44,736. The S&P 500 added 18 points to 59,87. And the NASDAQ rose 51 points to 19,054. Also, in some of your top stories today, we were talking about the weather a couple minutes ago. And we're going to talk about it again in a bit of a deeper dive with traffic and weather together in a few minutes. But for Thanksgiving travel, forecasters say it could be a little bit messy because of the weather. AAA says 80 million Americans are expected to travel at least 50 miles from their homes over the holidays, and some travelers will be heading into rainy weather and heavy snow. Forecasters say travelers in the eastern U.S. should be prepared for delays due to strong winds across the region.
Yeah, not only is the weather a situation that is playing out for the Thanksgiving travel period, TSA is saying it's going to be the busiest yet. Steve Harrigan is at the Atlanta International Airport this morning, or this afternoon. Well, he was there this morning and filed this report for this afternoon.
And what's the number for that? Because I'm still pulling it up.
Why don't you rack up 7789 for me?
All righty. But yeah, while I'm pulling that up, I also just wanted to let you know that the White House says a temporary ceasefire deal between Israel and Hezbollah may be on the horizon. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby said to reporters that negotiators are coming to that point, but they are yet to offer details on the agreement. And you said that was 77 what, my friend?
7789. Steve Harrigan is in Atlanta this afternoon.
So far, so good here. It's 70 degrees and sunny in Atlanta. Of course, that could change. There was an incident earlier today at Boston's Logan Airport. Two planes touched wings on the ground. An American Airlines plane was being towed into the gate, made contact with a Frontier Airlines plane that was parked. No one was injured. In the meantime, TSA gearing up for its busiest week of the year, prepared to screen 18 million passengers who are going to be flying during the Thanksgiving week. That's up 5% from 1 year ago. The busiest days likely to be Wednesday and Sunday. The goal for TSA here in Atlanta is to get travelers through the TSA screening process in under 30 minutes.
Okay, that's going to be an act of Congress there. But I wanted to add this in about 20 minutes or so. Yeah, TSA is very concerned about the traffic flow, but here the DEA has changed some policies, which is going to affect the way things operate out at PNS.
Really?
What are those changes? Coming up in 15 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
And an hour and 15 minutes from now, we do have a pair of tickets that we're giving away to Florida State, Florida. And that will be right before the Fox News break next hour. So that's going to be at right around 5:30. So if you want to have a chance to win those two tickets to, what do they call it? The Sunshine Showdown, Sunshine State Showdown, whatever it's called. If you want tickets to that, we've got them for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Okay, question though. If I were to have spoken to you 8 weeks ago, and I would have said, okay, Florida's playing Florida State. Who's going to win that game? Would your opinion have changed?
As far as how Florida had a bumpy start?
No. Just the outcome of the game. Who would win that game?
I mean, heading into the season, I thought Florida State had it. At the start of the year, I thought Florida State was just kind of struggling, and Florida was going to be pretty bad. Right now, I think Florida blows them out. If they play this weekend with how they're looking recently, Florida's going to win overwhelmingly.
All right, we're going to follow that, of course, for you. And tickets, you say tickets coming up next hour?
Yes, right before the Fox News break,
about
so 5:30.
5:30, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so why don't you set your clocks for that one. Tickets, Florida State football. Those are great tickets.
Yeah, for a rivalry game, I mean, that's not
too
bad.
Is this at the Swamp or Doak Campbell?
This is at Doak Campbell in Tallahassee.
Wow. Can we win those?
Yeah, can I go?
That's going to be a great game.
If you don't enter to win them, Chris and I will take
it. Hey, no problems on my part. Well, let's get back to the stocks. I want to give you the numbers today. You deserve it. One index reaching another record high, and now Fox's Roger Stern has the report.
The Dow sets another record. The blue chip's up more than 400 points, closing at 44,736. That's thanks in part to the nomination of Scott Bessent to be Treasury Secretary. Shares of Macy's have been off. This after the company announced it had weaker than expected third quarter sales. What's more, it's delaying this week's earnings announcement. The company says an employee intentionally hid up to $154 million in expenses over several years. That person no longer works at Macy's. The company says it will have an independent audit before releasing numbers next month. Roger Stern, Fox News.
All righty, just past 4:15 here. We'll get you a quick check of traffic and weather together, and then we'll head to break. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Again, that is insuredbyricky.com. Looking at the roads here, we do not have much going on from what I can see. Did get a phone call from News Radio 92.3's own Andrew McKay earlier, letting me know at the stoplight at Fairfield and Palafox, there was some repaving going on, and it was causing, you know, when one part of the road is paved and the other part isn't, it can cause a bit of a gap in the land. So don't be just driving recklessly, boom, you know, don't do that, period. But especially don't right now, because it's essentially a speed bump that you might have to look out for. But outside of that, as far as active congestion right now, there doesn't appear to be too much going on. Maybe a little bit of backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 75 degrees this afternoon. It's going to be a low of 66 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 74, low of 58. There's going to be a slight chance of showers earlier Tuesday, but then it'll die down soon, and you'll be left with a mostly clear, partly sunny, partly cloudy Tuesday. We'll take a quick break with it being just about 4:18 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. And when we return, we've got some good news for you regarding Miracle on Palafox with our sister station, Cat Country 98.7. Raised a lot of money with that event. So that number and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval. Subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
I will be right by your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
Searching for the perfect Christmas gift? Stop by Pensacola Hardware for thoughtful, practical gifts that they'll love and use all year long. Shop local at our store in downtown Pensacola for hand-picked selections. From gourmet cookware like Le Creuset, Heston, Wusthof knives, to custom gift baskets, Yeti gear, and more. Whether it's an exclusive Pensacola ornament or the latest power tools, there's something for everyone on your list. Visit Pensacola Hardware at 20 East Gregory Street and make this holiday season one to remember.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Had some really good conversations about transgenderism in this culture and the bathroom debate on Capitol Hill, women serving in every role in the military and the Pete Hegseth nomination, and the significance of Russia's decision to use a new type of missile on the battle space in Ukraine. Matt Gaetz's comments on a podcast about what he wants to do in the future and why his nomination didn't work out. And congressional candidate for CD1, Jeff Witt. You can find all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, this is Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, and the Doobie Brothers this afternoon. Mentioned to you three new residents in the Breeze, and kind of unique. Yeah, a lot of excitement along Highway 98, especially in Midway. On Friday, the Gulf Breeze Zoo announced the birth of three baby giraffes.
Really?
Yep. It doesn't come as a surprise after I really kind of dug into the story, because the care staff had been anticipating the births for the past 15 months,
yeah,
which is the average gestation period for those giraffes. So not a big surprise, but they kept it under wraps. That was the whole thing. We're not saying nothing. Anyway, on October 22nd, Artemis gave birth to a female calf named Arrow. On October 25th, Sophia gave birth to a male calf named Salem. Then on October 27th, Kelly gave birth to a female calf, Calliope. Officials say all three calves doing just great, all healthy, and will soon start spending time on exhibit. So cannot wait for that one. It's another three heads coming up over that fence as you cruise eastbound on 98.
Yeah, that's very good news. And it would be anytime, but especially with us kind of touching on the stories that we've had recently regarding giraffes being on the endangered species list,
yeah,
and all
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, right.
Yeah, that's a very good change of pace there. But also to keep the good local news going.
We're adding to the population.
Yeah, absolutely. But hinting at this before break, our friends at Cat Country have done it again. They raised more than $18,000 to help families this Christmas at their Miracle on Palafox concert last night. Country star Chris Lane was the headline act for the 10th annual event. Over a decade of concerts, Cat Country has raised more than $162,000 for area families during the Christmas season. I was very proud to say I was part of the promotions helping set up that event and everything. And it was quite a good show.
I got great reviews. I had a couple of people that texted me about the show.
Really?
They said it was fantastic.
Yeah.
So, nice job, guys.
Yeah, Brent Lane over at Cat Country, he said it was probably one of the more packed crowds that they had as far as like how quickly the tickets sold out and everything.
Right, right.
So that's awesome.
And he would know because he's been here for every one of them.
Yeah, yeah, he knows a thing or two because about Cat Country, last
like,
I checked.
He's been around that rodeo yeah. a couple of times. Hey, are you thinking about maybe getting a new car this holiday season? Might be a pretty good time. Fox's Jeff Flock has a little bit of information on why it is a good time to buy a new set of wheels.
Here's what they're doing to try and entice you to buy Ford Lightning F-150 pickups. Financing of 1.9% for 72 months. If you want to buy the hybrid version, that's 3.9% for 60 months. So already the discounts are coming in. Right now, there are 127,000 unsold Ford F-150 pickups. That's 131 days of supply. Usually you want about 60 days of supply. That's just, not only is the Ford F-150 backed up, Lincoln, all of its vehicles, 168 days of supply. Volvo, Ram, Dodge, all double what it really should be. And tight inventories for other car makers like Lexus and Toyota.
All righty. You know, I'm so glad we had a car story because it is 425 on the nose. So we're just really firing on all cylinders here. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, doesn't appear to be too much going on other than the occasional usual spots. Honestly, I'm going to go ahead and put out a guess here. At least on my end, when it comes to congestion, especially as we get closer throughout this week, we're probably not going to see a ton of chaos because of it being a holiday week for a lot of like younger folks and all that. But right now, that's how it's looking. It's looking like a pretty easy start to our week. Just some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp and a little bit on Highway 90 traveling westbound passing Blackwater River. That's the spots where you would expect to see congestion this time every afternoon. As for the weather, still 75 degrees, low of 66 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 74. Slight showers early on your Tuesday, but it'll soon dissipate. And as I mentioned before, once we get past Thanksgiving and we get to that Black Friday weekend, should see some cooler temperatures coming in.
Okay, and let me frame the story just a little bit. Tomorrow, they're saying between 4 and 6 will be your heavy time getting out of town. 4.5 million Floridians hitting the road. So Tuesday night into Wednesday will be your dead days. Please be careful, because there's going to be a lot of folks on the highways. And we know this. There's one thing for certain. The travel holiday is just days away. Now, maybe you're traveling through the airport this year. Here's some changes you're going to quickly notice. I mentioned I was going to drop this on to you about 15 minutes ago. DEA will pause its practice over at PLS of searching passengers.
Really?
Yeah, and this is interesting. The Department of Justice released an internal evaluation saying DEA has a policy in place for consensual encounters. Here's what we know at this point. DEA task force groups will approach people, ask for consent to talk to them, and then search their belongings if necessary. Maybe it's a more civilized way of doing it.
Yeah. Hey, pal.
put your arm around. Just follow me.
Hey, buddy.
No problem. Just follow me. So the DOJ report states the DEA has not been following its policy, which has been creating a violation risk across the board.
Right.
So I think they're just kind of narrowing it down. So when you go out to the airport, if you're flying out, you'll notice a little bit insecurity is going to change for you. For the better.
Yeah.
For the better. For anyway, PNS is going to do just fine. And we're going to try to get Todd Payne on tomorrow from the airport and see. Or Matt Coughlin.
Yeah, one of them.
We'll get one of them and discuss some of the do's and don'ts this holiday season.
Okay. And you know, speaking of which, Thanksgiving airline passengers can bring their turkey on board as long as they check the gravy and cranberry sauce. That's right. TSA's general rule is that if it can spill, spread, spray, pump, or pour, and it's larger than 3.4 ounces, you'll need to check it. You can also keep your dishes cold with an ice pack, but it needs to be frozen when going through TSA. All items must be taken out of bags first at security.
So. Okay, can you imagine not being from this country, and then you walk into like a government building in Washington, and there's a wrestler sitting there conducting the meeting?
Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, this is real now. This is real. There's speculation that Hulk Hogan could have a role in President-elect Trump's administration.
My president said, you know something, Hogan? You'd be great to run the President's Council on Physical Fitness because you're 71. You still got that Trump pump on, brother. And it'd be great if you got all the kids in America in shape. My thing is, I'm a beach bum, brother. I love staying on the beach, but you never know. It could happen.
Man.
Not many beaches in Washington.
I got to tell you, if I was Hulk Hogan, I would not do that. At his age, his money's made. Like,
Wait, what's wrong with his age?
Well, what I mean is he is, you know, older. Yes, that's a delicate and objective way to put it.
You're digging yourself out of this one. Go ahead.
He is an older gentleman.
Right. Well, and he's in his prime of his life. Right?
And he's made his millions. So
Looking good.
Yeah, so I would not, like, why would you get into politics at that point? You know what I mean? Like, because politics is a stressful job, even if it's in a position like that. Like, that's stressful, or it can be.
I think he's taking it down to street level is what he's doing. Mm. Instead of up here and everybody's in their three-piece suits and they're doing it from that level. But he's going from the ground into it from the bottom level of where the real people are.
Right.
Those are hoaxers. Those are real people.
Yeah, yeah. A man of the people.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I think he's approaching this physical fitness thing because we all know obesity's rampant in this country.
Yes.
And maybe he can approach it from, you and I are speculating here. We're just, because we don't have a crystal ball and we don't know exactly what he's going to do.
That's true.
But I would put my money on him approaching the young people, you know, the people, elementary school, middle school, stressing the importance of physical activity.
Yeah.
And he might be the cartoon character to do that. Because he doesn't have the three-piece suit on. He doesn't have the whistle around his neck, and he's got his little gym shorts. Yeah, well, no. You know what he is? He's Hulk Hogan.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. The judge in the 2020 federal election interference case against President-elect Donald Trump in Washington, D.C. has dismissed the case. Fox's David Spunt reports special counsel Jack Smith requested the dismissal.
Once Donald Trump won the election, it was game over for Smith. We reported right after the election, Smith would drop the case in D.C. and step down as special counsel before Trump is inaugurated. Why? Because the Justice Department cannot prosecute a sitting president.
The TSA is expecting this Thanksgiving travel season to be their busiest yet.
Time TSA gearing up for its busiest week of the year, prepared to screen 18 million passengers who are going to be flying during the Thanksgiving week. That's up 5% from 1 year ago. The busiest days likely to be Wednesday and Sunday.
That's Fox's Steve Harrigan in Atlanta. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chris Iconis with Your Money Now. Stock averages finished up across the board on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones average closed at a new record high after gaining 440 points for an almost 1% increase. The S&P 500 finished just short of a new record high with a gain of 18 points. The NASDAQ finished the day up 51. NVIDIA has unveiled a new AI model for generating music and audio that can modify voices and generate new sounds. The technology is aimed at producers for music, movies, and video games. NVIDIA does not have any immediate plans to release technology publicly. Shares closed today down 4%. Oil futures for January fell back under $70 a barrel today. The drop partially offset last week's price jump of over 6% as investors reacted to Russia's nuclear threats in the war in Ukraine. Oil prices have also tended to fall during Thanksgiving week in recent years, according to one analyst. AAA says gas prices are under $3 a gallon for the first Thanksgiving since 2021. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb of The Sportsman, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Saquon Barkley yesterday rushed for 255 yards and 2 touchdowns. Xavier McKinney had an interception, and Leonard Williams had 2.5 sacks. It was a great day for former Giants as those players led the Eagles, Packers, and Seahawks to victories. As for the current Giants, they were non-competitive against the Buccaneers. For the entire season, I thought John Mara would bring back Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, but after yesterday, I don't think that will be the case anymore. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, sports fans, if you're not calling John Anthony, you're simply missing out. To prove it, I'm releasing your Monday Night Report absolutely free on a recorded message line. 1-800-244-5506. Baltimore at Los Angeles. Baltimore has a potent offense capable of explosive plays both through the air and on the ground. L.A. and their talented receiving corps can stretch the field and make the big plays. Tonight is going to be a monster game. I've got the side and total. That's two big plays. John Anthony has you covered. Call now. Hear him for free on recorded message. 1-800-244-5506. Information wins. Call 1-800-244-5506. You want the information? I've got it. Baltimore, L.A., side and total. I love to go 2-0. Get the next 7 days for free on me. 1-800-244-5506. 1-800-244-5506. That's 1-800-244-5506. Or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. It must be the Doobie Brothers hour.
Yeah, I told you. We got a doubleheader with the Doobie Brothers today.
Nope. No complaints.
Yeah, oh, no. It's
not
it's,
at all.
It's hard to find a bad Doobie Brothers song.
You're absolutely right. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in. And we're celebrating a wonderful Monday afternoon. Thanks for taking us along with you. We do appreciate that. Austin and I still cannot get over that Oklahoma-Alabama game on Saturday.
What happened?
Oklahoma beat Alabama 24-3 is what, I mean, we were talking about this all last week about the emotional levels playing right in Norman.
Yeah. It's a tough place. And coming into the season, as I said, this looked like a huge trap game. But, man, Alabama was firing on all cylinders. Jalen Milroe had gotten his turnover stuff under control. Oklahoma was having a really bad year, 5-5. I just really didn't, I did not expect this at all.
I'm sure a lot of people didn't expect it. Let me put it like this. Alabama is vulnerable, period.
Yeah, they are. I told you that during break, and I think we said it after Alabama lost to Vandy this year a couple months ago. You can be a good team. You can be a competitive team, but you can't just look at an Alabama game anymore and think there's no way the Crimson Tide loses. You can't do that. You're going to have to – this team is susceptible to upset alerts like any other good but not great team. That's just where Alabama is right now.
Okay, let's just go ahead and dump right into the SEC, the week that was.
It was quite a week.
I'm going to tell you, I was impressed with Florida when their win over Ole Miss 24-17.
Absolutely. That is another SEC team that's now looking like they are out of the hunt.
They're 6-5 now, I believe.
Yeah, Florida is 6-5.
They're in the 6th bowl.
Yeah, they are bowl eligible, and they haven't even played Florida State yet.
Okay, Georgia over Massachusetts. It was 59-21.
Yeah.
Tennessee. Well, this is one of these throw games, you know.
Tennessee.
56-0 over Texas.
Yeah, they had a slow start. Then they woke up. Georgia, they pulled away from UMass, but that game, like in the second half, was not as one-sided as it should have been. So now people are looking at the SEC and it's like, okay, dude, are you serious? Like, were all of you just did you have Thanksgiving a week early? Why are you stuffed on turkey or something? What's going on?
There
here?
Are questions, definitely about that. Texas over Kentucky, 31-14.
I am not impressed by Texas at all. Once again, that was one where I want to say they tacked on a score pretty deep into the game to go up by 3 possessions. I just don't love Texas, and I also think they have only played one SEC opponent that has a winning record in conference play today. UMass has played two. That's what people are saying right now. UMass has played more winning teams in SEC play than Texas has. And if that is true, that is ridiculous.
Okay, South Carolina over Wofford. No surprise here, 56-12.
No surprise with the final, but similarly to the Tennessee-UTSA game, South Carolina had a slow start in that one, and it's like, okay, why can't you just have a fast start and then rest your starters? That's what these games are supposed to be for. But no, you struggle early and then pull away late, and now we're looking at you thinking, okay, are you fake or what?
Okay, Arkansas taking on LA and Louisiana Tech, and it was 35-14.
Yeah, that's just – now that's what we expected. That is a team where it's like, okay – they won big. I don't think they officially covered the spread, or at least they may have come close to doing so. But it was just a matter of, yeah, struggling SEC team versus struggling Conference USA team. Just beat up on them and keep moving.
Missouri over Mississippi State, 39-20. Poor Mississippi State.
Yeah, they are now 2-9, and they got an angry Ole Miss now. So Mississippi State probably going to finish 2-10. God bless them.
Okay, Auburn over – this was a game. Auburn over Texas A&M, 43-41.
Yeah, we everyone except for Terrence A. Gross on Tomahawk Talk on ESPN, everyone seemed to think that Auburn was an upset alert for A&M, and the majority was proven right, 43-41. Now, it was a strangely bad game for Auburn's defense, but a strangely good one for their offense.
Another bad game, LSU over Vandy, 24-17. I'm LSU, don't get me wrong, yeah, but it was bad.
It was just an ugly game.
It was a bad football game.
Right, but it was competitive, and that's what made it entertaining. That's what redeemed it. But yeah, LSU having the edge over the Commodores there doesn't surprise me, especially in Death Valley.
There was no excitement whatsoever in that stadium. It was just...
Oh, I don't doubt it.
It was dead.
I don't doubt it.
Anyway, I was putting Christmas lights up. Watching the game. Yeah. All right, let me go over to your side of the world. You're going to love it. Okay, Miami over Wake Forest, 42-14.
Yeah, okay, you know what? I'm so glad you brought this up.
Oh, good.
Did you watch the game?
I did not. I watched the scores in the bottom lower third.
Right. So I don't know if you noticed this or not, but with under 10 minutes, actually closer to 8 minutes left to go in the game, that was a six-point game. Miami was only up 20-14. Wake Forest has what is officially one of the worst passing defenses in the country. Why are you only up by six with 8 minutes to go? Miami's fake, too. I'm just saying. Because this is one of several teams that they have had slow starts against. You can't do that.
I'll tell you, school, it's not fake. You ready?
Who?
FSU over Charleston Southern, 41-7.
I'm glad you brought that up, too.
Oh, good.
Because
I'm on
last week, and we have this, you can listen on our podcast page at newsradio923.com. Right. I said last week that Florida State was going to win this game 41-7, and that is exactly what they did. I'm so smart.
You should be in Las Vegas.
Yes. Yeah, put me on one of the betting panels.
Okay, next hour we'll cover the games coming up, SEC games coming up. But let me just remind you of what happened, and it wasn't pretty for our high school teams.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
The 1-6A Pace lost to Buchholz.
Buchholz.
34-24 in a Region 1-6A semifinal play. They played that down in Gainesville.
Yes.
And then in 1-4A, it was the Gators falling to Choctaw. I was surprised at this score.
Me too.
41-7. What happened? Did they not show up?
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, this was our game of the week last week on ESPN Pensacola, and it just got out of hand fast. And I want to say Choctaw had a pretty heavy advantage before Escambia even got on the board, and yeah, by the time they did, Choctaw just didn't look back. I said last week I was going to give them credit, and I guess they proved to me that I should have given them credit long ago.
442 News Radio 92.3. Before we go into a break here, NFL Sunday action was filled with wild finishes. Fox's Tim McMasters has more.
The Commanders had already won a game on a Hail Mary this season. On Sunday, quarterback Jaden Daniels connected with Terry McLaurin on an 86-yard touchdown with 21 seconds left that should have tied their game with the Cowboys.
Low snap! It is no good! And the worst special teams day in history has a fitting finish!
Courtesy Fox, Washington missed the extra point, then Dallas returned the ensuing onside kick for a touchdown to cap a 34-26 win. The Bears got a touchdown, two-point conversion, and field goal to tie the Vikings, then lost 30-27 in overtime. And the Chiefs blew an 11-point fourth-quarter lead but got a field goal on the final play to down the Panthers 30-27. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
Yeah, don't know how the Commanders lose that game to the Cowboys.
Well, I popped in and out of that game. Was it as ugly as as the overall view of that thing?
Well, they were talking about the sorry special teams that we saw that day. I mean, it was a competitive game. I mean, if it comes down to an onside kick, it was a competitive game.
Right.
Just simple as that. But I don't know. I don't know how the Commanders lose that, especially now that the Cowboys don't have Dak Prescott. I will say this, though. The Bears, you got to start feeling for them now. They lost by a blocked kick against the Packers. They went for, like, the game. It was either the game tying or tie-breaking field goal, and it got batted down by the Packers. They lost that game, and then they lost by three in overtime to the Vikings. Those guys can't catch a break.
I enjoyed the Packers 49ers game.
Really?
Yeah, I really did.
All right.
I enjoy watching games at Lambeau.
There's a lot of history there.
Yeah, just something about that stadium.
Oh, absolutely. Just about 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. So far this hour, hasn't been a lot going on the roads. Have some backups developing on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. Beyond that, it's just going to be Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it's about 75 degrees right now, low of 66 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 74, low of 58. Going to have some slight showers early, but that should dissipate soon.
Governor DeSantis surprised a lot of fishermen here recently, and a lot of smiles on faces. The fall red snapper season has been extended.
Yes.
17 days. It was down to 5. And then I got this information over the weekend. Holy, this is great. Okay, here's your dates. November 28th through 30th. Of course, that's this Thanksgiving holiday. The December dates, 6th through 8th, 13th through 15th, 20th through 22nd, and December 24th through 31st, Christmas Eve through New Year's Eve. Boat captains still saying, hey, spectacular fishing season underway. The extension follows Governor DeSantis' second consecutive year of discounts on fishing and hunting licenses for Florida families. So there you go.
All righty.
Merry Christmas.
Yes. We're a little bit early, but it's all right. Speaking of holidays, the Thanksgiving holiday, we'll see a record number of Americans travel. AAA expecting nearly 80 million people driving and flying between Tuesday, November 26th and Monday, December 2nd. That's about 1.7 million more than last year. We've touched on this statistic a couple of times, but we just want to keep reminding you, just in case you, for whatever reason, slack off and think, I got time or I can make it. There's going to be a lot of traffic.
Well,
right?
I will just tell you this. If you're going to the Orlando area, Universal, Disney, you know, if you're going down there,
why bother?
Be prepared. Well, okay, Scrooge, hold on a second now. if you're going down, as soon as you hit the 75 off the 10 freeway heading south,
right,
that's where it's going to become a parking lot.
I know.
It is absolutely. I stopped doing the holiday thing just because of the traffic between the parks and the 75 one, the 10 freeway. I mean, it was like it would take you literally 5-6 hours to make that stretch. Usually takes you 2.5-3 hours.
Yeah.
No, thanks. But if you're doing it, I would get out of here early tomorrow. I mean, just get out of here early.
If you can be ahead of the crowd, please try your best
to
do that.
Use every excuse possible. I mean, you know, Johnny's sick, got to go, boss. I got to, you know, hit the road and get out of here.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I do here. What? Don't tell anybody. All right. The Earth, you know, it had a new companion for a little bit. Yeah. You remember the Mini Moon story?
Yeah, this is kind of like a playoff on Austin Powers Mini Me.
Yeah, and it's kind of, you know, it's kind of sad when I hear this story. The temporary new companion, the new pal, is now moving on. It's been hanging around for nearly 2 months, but it's now preparing to head back out on its journey through the solar system. The Mini Moon's really an asteroid, roughly the size of a city bus, and while its exact origin remains unknown, there has been some speculation among researchers that it may actually just be a small piece of our moon blown off in some sort of cosmic collision.
And Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more on the Mini Moon.
For the last couple of months, Earth has had a temporary neighbor, but now it's saying goodbye. Asteroid 2024 PT5, also referred to as a mini-moon, entered Earth's orbit and has been hanging out with us since September 29th. Its usual orbit is in the Arjuna asteroid belt, which spans around the Sun, but it was drawn into our planet's orbit thanks to Earth's gravitational pull. This isn't the first time something like this has happened. In 2020, astronomers identified another mini moon which orbited Earth for more than a year. Now, asteroid 2024 PT5 will begin taking its leave, but scientists predict it will be back in 2055. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Wow, we were really in sync with that. I didn't even know you had that audio queued up. All righty. You know, we were talking about the whole...
Houdini is the name.
Oh. We were talking about the whole Jake Paul, Mike Tyson thing a week or two ago. And I got to tell you, I am one of the many that's crying rigged on that. That's just my opinion.
I've heard you.
Yeah, well, Jake is responding to those allegations. His company, Most Valuable Promotions, said, quote, rigging a professional boxing match is a federal crime, unquote. It added the Paul versus Tyson fight on Netflix was a professional match sanctioned by Texas regulators. The 27-year-old Paul, of course, defeating the 58-year-old semi-retired professional boxer in a unanimous decision. I'm sorry, Jake, I don't believe you. I still think rigged. Or not rigged, but well, that's kind of a harsh word, but I mean, that is essentially what I'm saying. I do think Mike Tyson kind of folded.
Say it like it is. Just go ahead.
I saw the dude training. He stood still for the entire game, or the entire match, excuse me. I mean,
I'm a believer, man.
Yeah, if he was doing those same jabs and he was just getting his Bohunkus beat, well, you know what? Hey, great. But we did not see that. The Tyson we saw preparing and the Tyson that we saw that night were not the same.
I didn't see either one, but I'm taking your word for it. Hey, I got to ask, what is former Representative Matt Gaetz up to? This is, I'm not quite sure how to read this story. He, of course, you know, he resigned from Congress and withdrew his name from consideration for that U.S. Attorney General spot. So what is he going to do? He is headed to Cameo.
Yes, I heard about that.
You get this. It's a digital platform that allows fans to send basic information to, like, celebrities. I guess he's considered himself a celebrity now, who then use that information to send personalized video messages to paying customers.
Yes.
What's the going rate? Call in. Okay, ring, 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 Cameo. How much do you think Gaetz gets for a recording?
Right now,
and
I think
he says, like, Austin, you know, happy birthday.
Yes, I think I know the answer. It's $500, right?
It is $500.
Sorry, Gaetz, you're not worth that.
I'm surprised that it's so low.
Really?
Oh, I am. So anyway, but I'm not quite sure of the market in terms of what these things are going.
Who's this for?
But I saw that and I went, this is absolutely interesting. I would have thought he would have gone. He said he was going on a different platform. He said that last week. But I think everybody was thinking it was more of a political platform that he was talking about and not a show business platform.
Well, this is the same thing that that George Santos did. And there was a whole controversy because Jimmy Kimmel bought him, and it was like a whole thing. But yeah, so Santos did it, and now I guess Gaetz is trying to go down a similar route. All righty, 4:51 here, almost 4:52. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we've got an animal rights group calling on President Biden to end the Thanksgiving turkey pardon. You can probably guess who that group is, but just in case you can't, we'll have the answer for you when we return.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
We are Lions. We bring hope where it's needed. We are a global force for good. Support causes that matter. Change lives. Change communities. Change the world. We can do more together than we can alone. Join in. Experience the joy of serving. Be part of the movement. Give back. Let's unite the world for good. We are Lions. You can be too. Visit weserve.org.
When
breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. This is Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, little Michael Jackson for you this afternoon. Yeah, it was a, we were talking about SEC football just a few minutes ago. It was a week that was, especially that meltdown by the Ole Miss quarterback, Jackson Dart. Three interceptions last quarter. What happened?
Well, because that's the thing. He had a couple of turnovers, but the last couple of plays, he threw an interception, and then on the ensuing drive, he threw an interception, but then they ruled, nuh-uh, not an interception. Then he rolls out, and he throws it to the other side of the field, and that is an interception. And, yeah, oh, my gosh, he just forgot who he forgot what team he was on.
And as Dandy Dan used to say, turn out the lights, the party's over.
Yeah, the lights got too bright for Jackson. My goodness. I mean, we give Florida a lot of credit, of course, but – wow. Yeah, Jackson, he collapsed in that game. All right. Hinted at this before the break. An animal rights group is calling on President Biden to end the annual Thanksgiving turkey pardon. And I don't think it's the first time I've heard something like this. PETA's president sent a letter to Biden last week saying that he has the opportunity to spare Americans and turkeys from what she called a, quote, humiliating meat industry stunt. The White House turkey pardon is an annual occurrence, of course, and it's been around for decades. It's set to continue today. Did he do it this morning? When Biden uses his presidential pardon power and spares two turkeys, Peaches and Blossom, from being served at Thanksgiving dinner. I mean, I understand it's kind of morbid because you're like looking at this turkey. We're not going to slaughter you. I get that. But come on. Like, it nonetheless tethers to a bigger issue of people like to eat meat, like they do that, and they eat turkey on Thanksgiving, and these two turkeys have been spared. Hey, wholesome.
And you vegan lovers, please remember that's Austin Price over there talking.
Yes. You know me.
I'm all in on that stuff, you know. It's a tradition, what the heck, you know.
Yeah, I think it's cute.
All right, listen, we've got to talk about some weather, because we are going to have some nasty weather. Indeed. Moving up the East Coast. I'm saying this in case you have to make those plans and you're leaving tomorrow.
That's true.
Just trying to help you out a little bit here. Thanksgiving holiday travelers could see possible winter storms across the U.S. this week. And I'm not talking rainstorms. I'm talking snowstorms.
Yes.
Tanya J. Powers has more for you.
Wintry weather could make Thanksgiving travel more difficult for tens of millions of Americans who are hitting the road for the holiday. On Tuesday and Wednesday, some areas of the Great Lakes region could see rain and snow. And there's also a chance of light snow in parts of the Central Plains and Middle Mississippi River Valley midweek. Forecasters say the East Coast will be the most impacted on Thanksgiving and Black Friday. And the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade could be a wet one this year with potential rain for New York City. AAA says Thanksgiving is the busiest holiday for travel, and nearly 80 million of us will travel at least 50 miles from home between Tuesday and next Monday, December 2nd. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
I used to live in Flatbush in Brooklyn, and I remember many mornings during the Thanksgiving time of getting up and looking out that window and saying, please, no rain. Please, no rain. And when it's a rain, it's a mess. It's fun, but it's a mess.
Oh, absolutely. And speaking of weather, I'll keep that theme going here. As far as our weather today and tomorrow, 75 degrees, low of 66 tonight. But tomorrow it's going to be a high of 74, low of 58, with some slight showers in the morning. As for the roads, not too much going on. Your worst looking spots are what you would expect. I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp, and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
Okay, we did talk about Matt Gaetz a few minutes ago, and the race to replace him in Congress underway. Fox's Ryan Schmelz has details from Washington.
Fighter pilot and decorated combat veteran Jeff Witt has declared his candidacy for the seat in Florida's 1st Congressional District, previously held by Matt Gaetz. Gaetz stepped aside to be President-elect Trump's nominee for Attorney General, eventually withdrawing his name for consideration. Witt promising to, quote, fight to get inflation under control, secure our borders, and strengthen our military. Governor Ron DeSantis has set the special election to replace Gaetz for April 1st, leaving the seat vacant until then. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And here's some good news for you. Donations raised from a Madison Square Garden concert are going to help Western North Carolina hurricane relief. Singer and songwriter and Asheville, North Carolina native Warren Haynes helped organize Soul Shine, which was held last night featuring the likes of Dave Matthews Band, Mavis Staples, Joe Russo, Trombone Shorty, and many more. Over a dozen nonprofits will receive help, and the Concert for Carolina held 1 month ago in Charlotte also raised money for storm relief.
Yeah, that sounds pretty interesting. I like that. Yeah. Listen, I'm going to bring this story up to you during the 5 o'clock hour. If you have plans going through the Charlotte-Douglas International Airport around the Thanksgiving period, you need to know there's a strike going on up there. Mm. I'll explain who's actually walking out. And you know what? Probably 99.9% of you will not even be affected. But there's a strike, and we'll talk about it coming up next hour.
Yeah, something else we'll talk about as well is talking about this congressional race and stuff, trying to, you know, fill Matt Gaetz's shoes. President-elect Donald Trump made an official endorsement earlier today, and we've got details on that. Coming up next hour on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.